This tape is brought to you by the local Bible Call program.
This is program number LW1021. Death. He likes to talk about that. Death. You know, accepting the reality of death must be the hardest thing we've ever had to do. There are a lot of us who live under the delusion that if we never talk about death or ever think about it, it'll somehow just pass over us. It'll just go away. And really, it's amazing how we do talk about it when we are forced to face it. I mean, we seldom call it death. It's described as passing on or passing away or departing this life. You've heard those expressions time and time again. Refusing to face the fact that it's real, that's more devastating sometimes than is death itself. You know, the person who is facing death, who has been told that he has, for example, a terminal illness such as cancer, has a lot of adjustments to make. Future hopes, long-term plans, lifelong dreams have to be abandoned, and there's nothing that can make those adjustments pleasant. But I have a few suggestions which may help in case you need it. Maybe you're facing death, and if you are, maybe I can help. If I can help, I certainly want to help. If you're facing death, listen to these suggestions. First, it's a must that the one facing death admit that death is real. Now, I don't mean that a person facing death should submit to it without a fight. The will to live is stronger than we sometimes think. Family Health magazine carries the story, for example, of some who refused to give up on life simply because doctors said there wasn't any hope. The article says of the will to live that doctors can't define it. Scientists can't explain it. But it is often the difference between life and death. The will to live. Keep up your will to live. But what I'm saying is, face what's there. The one who faces death has to be realistic. Refusing to talk about it won't make it go away. Well, here's another common problem. Maybe you're finding it hard to face your family, you know, with your bad news. Maybe it is that you're having trouble knowing how to participate now, and you know what used to be just, well, quote, normal conversations. Maybe it is that you don't know if you ought to even talk about what's ahead. Well, as you talk with your family in day-to-day conversation, realize this. You can strengthen them as they can strengthen you. How they face it will be determined largely by how you're facing it. Prepare for it, and they will too. And here's something. As you try to prepare your family, don't make them promise you something that they will do or won't do that might destroy their lives later on. What I mean is, a husband or a wife, for example, may ask the other one to promise they'll never marry. Why, usually that person isn't even thinking of such a thing. But remember, promises are easy to make, but hard to keep. And if it's kept, it may result in a life of loneliness and depression on the part of the one trying to keep it. And if it isn't kept, it may cause feelings of guilt and even of unfaithfulness. If you really love a person, you'll desire their continued happiness later on. Maybe it is that you're not the one who's dying. Maybe you're the one who has been left behind after your husband or wife has died. And since I brought up the subject of remarriage, could I suggest something? You do have the right to remarry whenever you wish, but don't do it hastily. Now, I say that not because it would dishonor the dead, but because you may, under the great emotional strain, make a very unwise decision. And when you do remarry, keep in mind these simple pointers. 1. Don't seek someone to take his place. No one can do that. 2. Don't make comparisons. That's a terrible burden. And 3. Don't expect too much. That's unfair.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.